Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and, of course, your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Taz and Janet. We're having some fabulous conversations today.
And a big shout out to Macca. I know Macca's listening, so he's on the road from Sydney to Melbourne, I believe. And he has shot us the occasional text. Macca, keep him coming through. We love hearing from you. Okay, moving right along, our next guest is the alumni manager for the Pinnacle Foundation and also a graduate or a recipient of a Pinnacle Foundation scholarship. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Pinnacle Foundation provides scholarships to young people to assist them with their development and their education and their learning, and supports them to actually really develop their own leadership skills. So Caitlin Georgensen is the alumni manager, but also a recipient, and is going to talk to us about her own experience. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the airwaves this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, we've actually we've spoken to a number of people from your organisation, including Paul Zara recently, who gave us some of his perspectives on what the organisation's about. But what I'm really interested to hear about this morning is what it's like to be a recipient of one of the scholarships and what it meant for you. What did you end up doing with this scholarship?
Yeah, so I was a Pinnacle Scholar from 2014 to 2017. I'm actually from Adelaide and I received a scholarship to study law and arts in Adelaide. For me, the scholarship was a bridge to a lot of different opportunities. Obviously, financially, the scholarship really helped me. I was living out of home as soon as I finished high school and was working lots of part-time jobs and just didn't have enough money to do the things that I needed to do to succeed in my degree. So the financial side of the scholarship for me meant that I could purchase things like textbooks or a laptop or, my reading glasses, things like that I just never had the spare cash to be able to do, which were really helpful. Or also the periods of time when you've got exams and you certainly can't be working during exams and so you lose all of your shifts and then suddenly you can't pay your rent for a week or two. So it really was able to bridge those little gaps that popped up all throughout the year and really helped me with those things. The other element of the scholarship, which Paul and I'm sure many other Pinnacle people have told you about, is that all of the scholars, including myself, are matched with a mentor who aligns with their professional aspirations or they're working in an area that they are interested in, and they also align with their gender identity or sexual orientation. And so I was matched with a mentor who was a federal court or is a federal court judge, which as a law student was really exciting. And she was just absolutely incredible. I mean, she didn't realise in the first year. I mean, I was only awarded a scholarship in the first year and you have to reapply. Well, you used to have to reapply at the end of every year. And so she thought she was sort of going to be around for 12 months. But I ended up being a scholar for 4 years and she very graciously stayed my mentor that entire time and was just able to provide so much insight into what it was like to be queer in the legal profession and what kind of challenges she had faced and how she'd overcome them and just really provided a very visible visible path for me in how I could be successful in my career. And she's just an amazing person. So that was also a very positive part of my Pinnacle experience.
Wow, that sounds fabulous.
What an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
So how did you find out about it, Kate? How did you find out about the scholarships and apply and how does that work?
Yeah, so I found out because it was listed on my university's website. So often universities will list both internal and external scholarships, and thankfully the Pinnacle Foundation was listed on my university's website. That is a lot of a lot of universities and vocational organisations do talk about the Pinnacle Foundation on their websites when people are looking for scholarships. But a lot of people also find out about it through word of mouth. I think it's the kind of thing that through queer societies or through friendship groups or people who are experiencing similar things who are studying, they often tell each other about the foundation, and we often do receive applicants through word of mouth, which is why we're always just trying to spread the word and make sure that people who really need these scholarships the most are told about them.
Wow, wow. And so tell us about what you're doing now.
Yeah, so I moved to Melbourne a couple of years ago. I actually started working as a judge's associate in the Supreme Court, which definitely having a judge as a mentor throughout university really helped me to feel really confident in applying for that position. And it was a really wonderful stepping stone into a career that I'm really passionate about.
Wow.
And I'm currently working as a lawyer at a law firm, a national law firm, but based here in Melbourne as well. So I'm feeling like I'm off to a really good start with my career. And
wow.
I think a lot of that is thanks to the
Can you say which law
provided.
Firm you're working as?
Yeah, sure. I'm working for Maddox Lawyers.
Oh, lovely.
And yeah, I'm working in the public law team there doing government advisory work. And recently started to be involved in Maddox Pride, so that's exciting as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. I used to work with people who are now work at Maddox, so there you go.
There you go.
The lovely Maria. Say hello to Maria for me.
So what do you do as the alumni manager? What does that involve?
That's a good question. So the alumni manager role is, it's a bit of a moving feast at the moment where we had, I guess, a set of things that we wanted to achieve this year, and coronavirus has really thrown a bit of a spanner in the works. But first and foremost, the role of the alumni manager is to continue to connect with Pinnacle scholars after they are no longer scholars and become alumni, and to make sure that they really still feel linked into the Pinnacle family, that they're still being provided with professional opportunities, networking opportunities, and also just feel connected to the Pinnacle family, as we call it, which often for a lot of scholars provides a real sense of solidarity and community that our scholars often haven't received or felt prior to being a Pinnacle scholar. And it can be very hard to lose that, and we certainly don't want them to lose that. And as a scholar myself, I did not want to lose that connection. So it's really important to us that we maintain that connection with our scholars once they become alumni. And we help them to continue to realise their full potential and to become visible, like, queer role models in Australian society. That's one of our visions, but it's really important.
Sounds like an amazing opportunity and an amazing network that will grow over time as well.
Yeah, that's what we're really hoping.
So what would your message be to people who might be thinking about becoming a Pinnacle scholarship recipient?
I would say please throw your hat in the ring and apply. We hear constantly from potential scholars that they edit themselves out before they even apply. They're too, they're maybe scared of applying, or they think that they're not good enough or they're not worthy enough. And we hear that all the time. And I would just thoroughly encourage everyone who's interested to please apply. You are good enough and you are worthy enough, and we would love to welcome you into the Pinnacle family. All of the information about how you can apply is on our website, which is thepinnaclefoundation.org. And our scholarships for 2021 will open, applications will open on the 1st of July and close on the 15th of September. So we'd really encourage you to have a look at the website.
Caitlin, what are the scholarships worth as a matter of interest?
Yeah, that's a good question. So most of our first-year scholars receive $7,000 for the year, and for their subsequent years of study, they receive $5,000 per year. So that can really go a very long way to supporting a scholar who's studying. If you think about it, most part-time scholars probably earning, they'd be lucky to earn $20,000 in a year from part-time work. So this can really, really help. It can be quite critical.
Yes, it sounds like a really good program and an important investment. And it's really lovely to hear you coming out of the other side of that and to share your experience and tell us your story. Thank you very much, Caitlin. It's been lovely to have you on the airwaves. So just once again, if any of our listeners are interested in finding out more about the program or making a scholarship, what's the best way to do that and how do they get more information?
Yeah, if you would like more information, please head to our website, which is thepinnaclefoundation.org, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn at The Pinnacle Foundation. There is a scholarship applications page on our website and there's a whole list of frequently asked questions. There's a video guide on how to apply, and if you have any other questions, you can always reach out to us via email. We really want to make sure that this is a really inclusive, open environment where everyone feels very comfortable to apply. So please, please do.
Caitlin, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you for so generously sharing your experience with our listeners this morning, and best wishes with your career in law and your work at Maddox. And give my regards to Maria.
I will. Thank you both very much.
All the best. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Janet, wasn't she lovely?
Fantastic. And it's so exciting that we've got these opportunities to, you know, really, you know, I think the interesting comment was around people not applying because they don't feel like they're good enough.
Editing themselves out.
And I think
even the language
so
I thought was interesting, wasn't
and
it?
And in our community, you know, we actually, you know, do lots of things to survive in the community and in school as a young person. And I think that really, you know, to actually put yourself out but also be part of such a strong network.
I agree.
And supported. And it's for LGBTIQ young people. So it's just, you know, think about, you know, when we started lobbying 30 years ago or whatever it was. It's amazing that these opportunities exist.
Hasn't the world changed? Isn't it fabulous? Exciting.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.